I like this one. Wherever you visit, support Indigenous business. That's a good way to go. Go to Victoria and South Australia and anywhere else you can get to after the COVID shutdown. Well, there's another place that wants a bit of tourism. It's known for pristine beaches, private bungalows and smiling faces. Fiji has been sitting idle and empty for months as a result of the pandemic. Tourism is the largest industry across the islands of Fiji, but when the flights stopped, many resorts and tour operators stood down their employees, and now 97% of the hotel industry remains closed. Earlier today, Fiji Airways released a statement saying preparations are underway to have their aircrafts travel ready once border restrictions ease and travel demand returns. However, as discussions between Australia, New Zealand and Fiji continue, a date on when travel to Fiji or other Pacific Island countries could resume remains pretty unclear still. Alison Howarth-West, President of the Australian Fiji Business Council, joins me on RN Drive tonight. Alison, thank you for your time.
Oh, that's a pleasure. And I should say Bulla.
Yeah, absolutely. Many Pacific nations are COVID-free but have been devastated by the economic impacts of the virus. Can you explain the current situation to us in Fiji?
Well, I'd have to say it's pretty drastic. As you just pointed out, revenue to the tourism industry stopped more or less overnight. Anecdotally, my business is Captain Cook Cruises, and we have a cruise ship that operates 3, 4, 7, 9 cruises. I got word on Friday at about 6 p.m. that the last flight from Fiji Airways was going to be on the Sunday, and our cruise wasn't due to get back until the Monday. So we had to urgently contact all our passengers, and some of them, luckily, were so grateful, because if we hadn't told them they weren't going to be able to get home after they got off the ship, they wouldn't have been able to get home. So it all happened very quickly, but I have to say the Fiji government acted very well, and they were able to contain the cases very quickly. So Fiji didn't get any cases until after Australia. The first case was on the 19th of March, and the maximum number reached was only 19. They're all recovered, and so Fiji's now COVID-free. And so everybody's excited about trying to get the bubble going and get the flights in the air again, and there's a lot of work being done to do that. But meanwhile, you've got, 50% at least, plus, with related industries of the employees of tourism in Fiji. So, half the GDP, and it's an enormous effect. In our business alone, we've got about 150 employees across the cruise ship Reef Endeavour, and then the other three sailing ships in the island. We've only got 12 staff employed at the moment. We've had to stand everybody down. I mean, we haven't made anybody redundant, thankfully, but it was a very hard day when I had to give that direction, knowing that there's no social safety net. So we were able to, drip feed out holiday pay and things like that. But luckily, Fijians are extremely resilient. And they're amazing. Their sense of community, we all know that how happy they are and their smiling faces, but they bandy together, and they've gone back to villages, they're working together, there's a barter system going on even in Suva and Nandi, where people are coming together and swapping things to get food to eat, and people are in their villages growing food and fishing. And so, government employees are still, employed and essential services and things. But it's a pretty challenging time, because it's not like our isolation period here, where, people were just sort of told to stay at home. And I was very proud, to be honest, as an Australian, watching what we did here and how everybody reacted. But it's a different thing when there are no planes landing at all, and there are, basically half the economy was shut down sort of with almost no warning. So it's been pretty drastic.
And has the Australian government provided any aid for the tourism and business sector in Fiji? Has there been any help?
Oh, not specifically for the, as much as we, I have to say, got straight on the front foot and virtually went to Canberra, trying to request assistance in the form of, some kind of wage assistance and business grants and things like that. What they have done is provide some aid, and they are certainly, the Australian government's policies towards the Pacific have become, I mean, they started becoming more open-armed during the Turnbull government, and then during the Morrison government, it's become even more so. So they're very positive towards the Pacific, and there's a whole Vivale partnership, and, you know, there's a very strong relationship there, and it's growing. We'd love, of course, like to see sort of more financial aid flow in, but there's a definite enthusiasm there, and there's also a lot of work going towards trying to get this bubble going as quickly as possible, which I understand from a discussion with Minister Hawke this morning, there's going to be the Trans-Tasman flights first, following the procedures all getting bedded down, then that, and hopefully within about a month that will happen, and then within 3 to 4 weeks after that, the aim is that they can open up Fiji, fingers crossed.
More personally, Alison, I understand your family has run a cruise ship operation throughout the islands for many years. Have you, what sort of impact has this had on you? You mentioned having to sort of stand down staff, not make them redundant, but how many of these staff are kind of struggling now?
Well, as I said, it's interesting because we've got about 150 staff, and as I said, only 12 are actually on the payroll. Well, there's 12 positions, so what we've tried to do is rotate, you know, people through those various roles that we've got, because we've got three, you know, 200 passenger sailing ships tied up along the wharf. We've got the island, so we need caretakers, and we actually employ about, oh, I don't know, five or seven almost marine biologists, I think. I only came in on the end of that last interview, but I heard him mention citizen scientists, and we do a lot with, you know, all with the marine biology and sustainability area in Fiji, and, you know, so that we've had them, rather than just put a couple of caretakers on the island, we've got the marine biologists out there planting coral and doing rejuvenation with the plant life and everything. So there's some positives out of it. And then Reef Endeavours at anchor off Nandi Harbour with, you know, with crew on there doing maintenance, you know, varnishing rails and painting and maintaining engines and all sorts of things. So, you know, there's a positive swing on the fact that when we open up again, we'll have bright new shiny ships and a beautiful island, and we'll be desperate to welcome every one of your listeners on a Captain Cook cruise as quickly as we can. You know, it's a struggle, to be honest. As you said, we've been in operation for 30 years. We've been through a number of coups. We've been through cyclones, one of which was right after the COVID case and everything had shut down. We're thinking, great, our business is shut down, and then all of a sudden we have a cyclone come through, and it was, it's been pretty tough times, but we think that, you know, business of course will come back. You know, in our own case, we're being positive, and we've put a 30% off deal out in the marketplace for the, you know, overnight cruises, and said, book, come whenever you like, doesn't matter, change your dates right through to 2022 in March. So, you know, I think from a strategic perspective, as I said, I think I've been spending probably 30% of every one of my days trying to help not just, you know, Fiji in total, and then the rest of the time trying to help my own business. And part of the sort of macro view on this is really we want the government, the two governments to work together to try to help everything happen quickly and the flights to get in the air, because it doesn't matter how much aid you put in. Really what's needed is other people to occupy the hotels and the cruises to make the economy kick again. And then we need the Aussie people to step up and go, you know what, I want to help those Fijians and get those kids, you know, dads back to work and mums and everything. So I'm going to book my holiday so that everybody can get through this, because I can tell you there's been no ScoMo over there giving any businesses hibernation help. It's been a bit of a challenge, I have to say, but we're trying our best. We want to try and you know, help the Fijians get through this, and you know, and trying to have even more smiles on everybody's faces when it all comes through, because we will come through the other side of it. There's no question about that.
Alison, thank you for your time.
A pleasure. We'll have to get you over there, Patricia. You need to sound like you need a cruise holiday, Captain Cook. No problem.
I don't know. Cruises frighten me, but I am, you know, everyone is open to their own holidays. I'm just staying in Victoria for a little while, locking down. Thanks for your time, Alison. Alison Howarth-West, President of the Australian Fiji Business Council.